Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Hello, I'm Claire Venice.
And I'm Geoff Lacey.
We've had our fun in the countryside.
And now we've returned to Petersfield to bring you
The Peapod.
We're in the Annie Jones restaurant on Lavin Street ahead of their reopening later this week, and we'll catch up with some of the team behind the scenes.
Shine Radio volunteer Laura Shepherd, who presents a morning programme on the radio and is also putting together an arts show, is here to tell you more.
We welcome back John Walker from the Petersfield Post and Susie Wild with an autumnal wild walk.
Dave Bowers will let you know about a crowdfunding appeal that's just been launched by Shine Radio. If you've ever fancied being a radio weather presenter or would like to read the news, stay tuned for more information.
And we'll play you a new track from a local musician. This week it's Vic Cracknell with his song Reach One Person. It's another full to bursting Peapod.
If you love Petersfield...
I love the square.
It's a lovely, lovely town.
The hangers.
Everyone is welcome.
Then the Peapod loves you.
It's just a nice town.
Everything Petersfield is in the Peapod with Claire Venice and Geoff Lacey.
Claire, how's the last 7 days been for you?
Yeah, it's been an interesting week, actually. Geoff, I went out on Friday night.
Did you?
I can't remember the last time I went out.
And where did you go?
I went to the studio at TPS, where they had a... Well, they were reopening the studio because it's been closed. And they've checked it all. It's COVID safe. They've got new guidelines. And they were doing a test screening of the film Hamilton, which is actually it was a hugely successful Broadway musical show, which they then filmed to make a feature film of. And it's brilliant. It was a really great, great film. But it was also really good to go to the TPS studio to see what they have done to be able to reopen.
So how many can they have in there?
Yeah, the numbers have definitely been decreased because you are sitting very socially distanced, which is important. So they can now accept 58 people. There weren't that many there in the screening because it's just a test screening. But I have to say, they did everything so well. I felt very safe. You wear your mask when you're walking around, but you don't have to wear your mask when you're sat watching the film. And if you want any snacks or drinks, you can pre-order them on an email system, and then they bring them to you because they don't want people walking around too much. It was a very enjoyable evening. I'm glad I went out on a Friday night.
And talking of masks, how are you finding the new guidelines?
Hasn't really affected me much, but I imagine they have with you.
Yes, I'm having to wear it at all times at work. Now, before, it was our own discretion, and they're quite thick. I'm not liking it that
much. Are you wearing one? Are you wearing a fabric one? Are you wearing...
Yeah, three-layered fabric one. Yeah, it's got the brand colours. So they've given us all five, so one for every day. So that's good.
Do you have to go home and wash them then so they're prepared for...
I do go home and wash them, yes. Yeah. Yes, I'm a new man. I know how to use a washing machine.
And how's your skin? How's your skin reacting?
Well, I'm finding I'm having to moisturise more.
That is a thing, though. Maskne. Who ever heard of that word? But maskne is a new word for... acne you get from wearing masks. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, I hope I don't start
I
suffering.
I looked it up.
I hope I don't start suffering from acne because I'm nearly 50. I'm a bit old to be having acne.
It's not acne, though. It's a result of wearing your mask and not letting your skin breathe. So they are recommending that you do have to clean your face more and you know, look after your skin more. It's important. Who knew?
Who knew?
One thing I wanted to discuss with you, Geoff, because you work in town, is have you noticed how many shops are closed on the high street?
Yes, there are more and more. It's not just the high street, it's Lavant Street, it's Chapel Street. Bottom of High Street, you've lost Hart, your estate agent. That's a big building to be standing empty. You've going to have Laura Ashley. You've got where Carphone Warehouse was, where Heidi's was. Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah, it is very sad.
Really sad to see.
I don't know what the answer is, really, but... maybe there's an opportunity there, you know, for some more pop-up shops, possibly like the space is on Lavant Street.
Yep.
So
I don't know.
You know, bring some more personality.
And I'm sure we'll discuss this another time. I don't think we need to bring it up today. Is the pedestrianisation of the high street still a big divide across social media about whether the high street should be pedestrianised? Yeah, it's one to... one to keep an eye on. I might even bring it up with John later on.
Yeah, find out any new news from that.
Do you want to ask me how my week was?
Oh, have I not asked you? Oh, Geoff, I'm really sorry.
Did anything nice happen? Did anything funny happen?
Well, the most interesting thing that's happened to me this week, Claire, is I told you last week. I told you last
this
week
is
about.
Why I didn't ask.
Yeah, I told you about Pepe getting a car, and we've actually booked him in with a driving instructor, and the driving instructor actually taught me 31 years ago how to drive. He also taught my sister, and he taught Yolanda as well.
So poor Pepe.
And my brother, my older brother.
So Pepe goes into this.
He goes into this. He's the long
chap.
Line of...
I don't say. I know what I could say, but I don't. Could you have not started him off fresh? You know, new page.
No, it's...
First of the next line and,
no,
and start
it's
again.
No, fine. He's a really good instructor. Tom Rundle. I'm going to mention his name. Really good instructor.
Is he a relative?
He is not a relative, even though you think I do am related to most of Petersfield. This isn't a relative this time.
Oh, yes, he is.
Thank you, John. Just to let you know, it's Taro Fair in a couple of weeks. I actually passed my driving test. Taro Fair, October the 6th, 1989. So it's 31 years this year that I passed. I know I don't look like I've been driving 31 years. Okay, don't all shout at
once. Don't say anything. Well, all I can say is good luck to Pepe. Yeah.
Now, Claire, we discussed last week also that I'm trying to cut out the drink to try and lose a bit of weight. I did ask the good lady wife if I'd lost any weight. And she said, yes. She said, because you were starting to look a bit strained. Have you ever been described as being strained? Have you been overweight?
Why are you looking at me?
Sorry, Dave. That was just I was just panning round and my eyes fixed on you. So
you're only human.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, it's important to be honest. So, you know each other well. You've been together for a very long time. It's important to be honest.
Right, moving on.
Well, moving on. Actually, yeah, we have to mention where we are this evening. We're at Annie Jones.
We are. We're getting together with Paul and Caroline to discuss the reopening of Annie Jones this week.
It's really good to be back in here, actually.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great space.
Opening on Wednesday, the 30th of September, with table bookings from the 1st of October, which I cannot wait to come and have a meal here again.
Yeah, it brings back good memories coming back here.
Well, yes, I actually celebrated my 40th birthday.
And I did too. That's quite weird.
Yes.
Different times.
Different times. But yes, it
different was... Different years.
Different years. Yeah, we had the DJ over in the corner. Well, I think we had about 200 people in, hog roast. It was a cracking evening.
Yeah, it's a great venue. It's a really good venue. So looking forward to it being opened again. Well, we like to include interesting content and local stories every week in the Peapod. So if there's anything you'd like to hear us feature or comment on, do let us know.
And we like to meet you, the Petersfield people. So if you have a venue or business that could host a recording of the Peapod on a Monday evening, we'd love to hear from you. You can leave a voice message on Petersfield 555 500 or email pod@thepeapod.uk.
Stay tuned to find out what's new at Annie Jones. But first, here's Joff and John with their weekly news banter.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very well, Joff. How are you, mate?
Not too bad, not too bad. How's your last week been for you?
Between wonderful and not so wonderful. That's all I can say about it, really.
So what was the highlight?
Waking up every morning. Always a good start.
Oh, dear. And has there been lots of great news for you to put into this week's Petersfield Post?
There's been bits and pieces. I'd just like to mention a couple of things on your earlier chat. Tom Rundle is a very good driving instructor. He didn't teach me, which probably saved his sanity.
But you've been driving much longer than me, though, John, haven't you?
And most of it with a licence, Joff, to be fair. Yes, not that much longer.
No.
I didn't pass my test till I was 30. And only then, because they found out I was leaving the country to go and live in Spain, that's the only reason they gave it to me.
We're in Annie Jones. What do you think?
I love it. I've been here a few times. Not your 40th or to Claire's 40th either. But I've enjoyed myself here on many an evening of a weekend, quietly imbibing and eating. With not so much eating. And talking of which, Joff, you are looking almost slimmer.
Thank you, John. You say the nicest things.
Only to you, Joff.
So, what have we got this week then?
Oh, crikey. Got an interesting story about a cat from Wimbledon. I like it. It's one of those I've lost my plot now. It's a Russian cat.
It's a cat.
It's a Russian cat from Wimbledon that wandered all the way to Petersfield and was found in a shed and reunited with its owner, who just happened to be called Tom Jones.
It's not unusual.
I knew it was going to happen. But the headline, wandering Russian beauty reunited with Tom Jones.
Did he sing What's New Pussycat as well?
What's new pussycat? I don't know, did he? But he didn't do it like that. I can tell you that for nothing. This Annie Jones is a great spot.
I haven't had a drink with singing.
Well, but I use that term loosely, Joff. Making a noise, I guess. Petersfield Orchestra is reunited. They're back rehearsing and doing their wonderful music. They're back at the TPS in the Assembly Hall there. They're doing, it's full of it this week, they're doing the Four Seasons, concentrating on the autumn concerto, they tell me. And they're appealing for more string players because they can't, apparently due to COVID restrictions, play the oboe, the trombone. They can't even blow their own trumpets.
He's here all week.
Appearing in a place near you.
And have you got anything about the pedestrianisation? Because that seems to be
pages. I never realised there were so many people in Petersfield who didn't want to walk. It's not, it's certainly got a bit of debate going. There's, I think, a page and a half of letters for and against, and the David Burstall has somehow managed to work it into the Brexit thing as well. I'm not quite sure how he's done that, but so it's, that one's going to run and run, I think, or walk and walk, or not walk and walk, take your pick. But cyclists seem to be coming out fairly badly from everybody's.
Well, at the end of the day, I was walking through town today.
Oh, it's not another your story.
Well, no, it's just, you see the sign, access only, or no, it's buses and cyclists only. Yeah. I saw four cars just drive straight through. I don't understand.
Well, A, there's nobody enforcing it. And B, once they've been saying that that actual thing is in the wrong place. So when you make the turn, you're stuffed. You've got to keep going. If you don't know it's there, you're in amongst the bollards and the barriers before you know what's happening. And if there's no bus, I suppose the easiest thing to do is to keep going. But it's been going on for donkey's years. Shops say that if it's pedestrianised, people won't stop running and buy something and run out and get in their car and drive off.
But Waitrose is there. You've got the car park there. You've got the Town Hall car park. You've got Castle Street car park. You've even got Tesco car park. They're not that far.
No, Joff, but you're a young and virile man. for people of the older generation, it's quite a way up that hill from Tesco's car park into town. No, you're right. There's plenty of car parks. There's plenty of parking. I think it is an issue around whether people actually want to have the town pedestrianised, whether they want that change. And it appears quite a few don't. But again, it's been going on for donkey's years. It's never been resolved. And I suspect our children's children, after they've been taught to drive by Tom Rundle, will still be talking about it.
Thanks, John. And the Peterville Post is out every Wednesday and costs 75 pence. So please get one with your weekly shop or subscribe to the digital version.
A bargain.
The Annie Jones Restaurant on Lavant Street opened in April 2002 and is a popular haunt with locals and those further afield. It's a modern tapas bar with a beautiful garden terrace and delicious cakes enticing us in the coffee shop window. The restaurant has been closed since lockdown, but is reopening this week.
We're here with Paul and Caroline to find out what's new and what we can expect when the doors open again. Hello to you both. How are you?
Hello.
Hi,
back.
Very well.
So, March seems a very long time ago. So why has the restaurant been closed for so long?
Well, we actually closed a week before lockdown. John, the owner of the restaurant, decided that he wasn't going to risk the customers and the staff with the illness. So he decided to close down. Initially, we were going to close down for 4 weeks because that's what the government was suggesting back then. And obviously, it's run on quite a bit.
So how have you kept yourselves busy?
Well, apart from putting on a bit of weight, we've had a lot of time to have a look through our suppliers list and our product list, and we've got some exciting new things coming on for everyone to try. We've got fantastic new beers, the menu's been re-looked at. Yep, lots of exciting times ahead.
So what can customers expect to see when you reopen on the 30th?
So we've done a lot to make ourselves COVID safe. We've sat a few courses. We're now done a course called Ready to Serve, which is basically all the new government COVID guidelines and making sure that we comply health and safety wise, making sure we've got the right distance between the tables, screens up where needed, hand sanitizer, signs on the floor, and you know, training the staff to be able to serve a customer the safest way possible. Obviously not allowed to drink at the bar anymore, which would be a shame, but we'll do all table service and all the drinks will be delivered to the table.
Yeah, same old Annie Jones, same good service, same good food, same good drinks. Just our priorities to keep all our staff and customers safe as possible.
Yes, I was going to ask you about the menu. Has that changed at all?
It has, yes. It's we don't want to one furlough everybody all at once. Obviously, it's a bit of a take it day by day, suck it and see situation. So we're unfurloughed our head chef and our sous chef. So we are running on minimum staff in the kitchen. So because of that, we do have a new menu and it's restricted. However, there's going to be daily and weekly specials as well to keep things interesting and switching new ideas up the whole time.
So tell us about the changes to your opening times, and has the new guidelines that came in last week put pay to those?
The new guidelines are a bit of a pain, but it is what it is. We need to do what's safe for everybody. If the government are telling us that's safe, then we'll have to follow those guidelines. Has affected us on our booking situation. Obviously, we can't take the second sitting now, just because of time restrictions on getting everyone served and sat and watered. But you know, we should be working at probably 70-80% capacity. Not a problem. Once we've you know ironed the little bits and pieces out that we need to. But yeah, it's just different. And
yeah, we are fortunate with the inside-outside space that we've got here, just in front of the garden, that it is so airy and so spacious that even before the government restrictions and legislation came in, everyone was pretty much socially distanced already. So bar people being able to stand at the bar, things are pretty much the same, certainly in this front area here in front of the bar.
Yeah, so we've only lost 3 tables to comply with a 2-metre rule and 1 metre where possible. With the new arrows and everything that have gone in as well, so we're trying to get a flow through so people aren't passing as they walk, etc. with the arrows on the floor. It's just going to be the new normal for a while. And
it's nice the arrows are all in yellow, so it could be very Wizard of Oz, can't it? Follow the yellow brick road.
So would you advise that people book their tables, or can people just turn up and expect to be seated?
We are quite full for bookings already for our first week, which is fantastic news, especially since our phone system has been down. I would advise people to book even for the coffee shop, because obviously we can't guarantee people space. We can't cram people in anymore. So always get on the phone, give us a call and book a table.
And what are your opening times?
So we'll be opening from 10 till 3 on Wednesday. We'll be closing Wednesday nights. And then it's 10 till 3 on
Thursday.
And then 6 till 10 on Thursday evening. The same for Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday we're doing Sunday lunch, which will be from 10 till 2, but we'll be closing at 4 for people to finish up their dinner, etc.
And is all this information going to be on your website?
It's all on the website, yeah.
Excellent.
And will be updated as things change.
Our website is www.anniejones.co.uk.
So one question we've all got: where did the name Annie Jones come from?
So the Ranson family, who still own Annie Jones at the moment, have had it for about 19 years. Previously to that, it was a lovely lady called Annie Jones. And I think she was pretty much a one-woman band, and it was just the little kitchen that we have. It was all domestic appliances and the little restaurant at the front. And obviously since the Ranson family have had it, it's obviously expanded massively, but you know, they felt inclined to keep the name. It's quite funny, so whenever I ring up suppliers, they just automatically think my name is Annie. So, but she's 85 now, so...
Does she still live in the area, do you know?
I don't know. I don't know. I must find out. Maybe we should invite her in for some dinner.
Yeah, absolutely. Take a photo of her. We wish you the very best with opening the Annie Jones restaurant back again this coming week, and I can't wait to come back myself.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you to you both.
Well, many thanks to Paul and Caroline at Annie Jones for hosting us this week, and we wish them all the best with their reopening. We'll be back here soon.
Coming up, we'll introduce new Shine Radio presenter Laura Shepherd after Susie takes us on a wild walk to Chapel Common. This week, she reflects on the need for independent shops and muses on dinner parties and relationships.
Wild Walk today is coming from Chapel Common. It's the last, or probably the last, of the really beautiful autumnal days that we've had, which is totally my favourite season. There's something about the honeyed quality of the light, and Rain's coming to investigate. Thank you, Rain. Why don't you just settle? It's been blackberrying, and you're a foraging sort of dog, aren't you? In our garden, we have a huge walnut tree, and she's discovered that she not only can chase squirrels, but also crack the walnuts with her teeth and eat them. So that's her. Now she's trying it with hazelnuts and everything else. Anyway, enough foraging Labrador. It's a wonderful season because I think it was all those years of first being at school and then teaching. So that September, for me, is always the start of new, exciting prospects. I'm really happy to have started Talking Books, which has been a project long in the mind with Tim O'Kelly. And if you haven't caught it, do have a listen to our first episode. You'll catch it on podcast now via the website. Because I just love reading and books, and also the importance of independent shops, not just books, obviously. But one of the reasons we left Chichester was because it was just becoming less and less independent, and I hope there will be a resurgence, but we need to protect what we already have in Petersfield. But I'm looking at really recovered grass now, with a stand of trees opposite that has got that sort of black line at the base where deer have nibbled it, so there's like a black band. And an interesting, instead of just the clear blue sky, there's a really interesting mackerel sky, which makes me think that there will be rain coming shortly. And I met a woman with an irascible terrier who sort of lunged at Rain, and she said, "Oh, he's terrified of black dogs." And as her husband passed, she said, "And brown and yellow and mongrels." So there we are. But it reminded me that yesterday I did this walk with a new friend. And one of the lovely things about meeting somebody new and just chatting is actually catching up with their life. And it's very much presented like story. So it's very romantic. And I was thrilled with it. And one of the things I sometimes do at dinner parties or on walks, but anyway, I'll talk about dinner parties because one of the good things is if husband and wife get a bit stressed, I mean, do we all remember dinner parties, that thing that happened pre-lockdown? Though I don't know when I last went to a dinner party. It was more kitchen suppers. But anyway, there you are. I don't mourn the passing. Round somebody else's house for supper, and husband and wife often get a bit fraught, a bit like the terrier, in fact, with Rain. And I like to say to them when they're newish friends, "So how did you two meet?" And often, no matter what's just been going before, their eyes meet, and they reminisce about a time when they were happier. And I love that moment of connection. But it is that feeling of, you know, right at the start of a relationship, everything that you hoped for and so on. And I think it's good to just remind yourself of that from time to time. So if your significant other is opposite you right now, have a little thought. And if, you know, as in my own case earlier, you're divorced or bereaved, still have a little thought, and then look to the future, because other people think autumn is the end of things. I view it very much as the beginning. New projects, new year, crack on. And here's to all of us. Especially you. Yes, I know. It's a face covered in blackberry juice.
Thanks, Susie. All of Susie's walks are available to listen to at petersfieldradio.uk. And if you have a walk you'd like to suggest or share with us, contact us on pod@thepeapod.uk.
The P stands for Petersfield.
It's like the best town ever.
The Peapod.
Petersfield Shine Radio started 8 years ago as a tweet by Dave Bowers, suggesting Petersfield deserved a quality local radio station.
Since then, the team of volunteers has grown, and now Shine Radio provides a brighter mix of music, local information and unique audio shows to help connect our community 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Radio is a medium which helps alleviate insecurity, isolation and loneliness, and Shine Radio has started a crowdfunding appeal to ensure your local radio station can stay active. With more information about the crowdfunding page, here's the man who started it all, Dave Bowers.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you, Geoff.
How are you?
Pleasure to be back with you again.
Yeah, it's great to have you here.
Previously, I've just been over there producing, but now I've made this huge long walk to the microphone, and it's lovely to be back with you. I think Shine Radio is now doing exactly what we wanted it to do when we first had the concept, which is providing a valued radio service to the people of Petersfield. It's online at petersfieldradio.uk, and it's 24/7. And for people of my age, that means it's on for 24 hours, 7 days a week.
And you present a show Monday to Thursday, 9 to 11. What can the listeners expect?
Misery.
That's not true.
2 hours of misery, is it?
2 hours, 2 hours of misery interspersed with some really, really good music. So if you can put up with me trying to be funny or expressing an opinion on a national or local debate, then it's a great show. But, it, you know, if you've got a life, give it a miss.
That's so not true.
It's a voluntary-run organisation, Petersfield Community Radio. We haven't done it on the cheap. This is the thing. We decided we wanted to be as professional as we could, so we've invested a lot of money in decent professional broadcasting equipment, and we continue to do so. We need decent servers to run an online radio service. And all these things cost money, and they cost money to maintain. And to continue providing the service for X amount of years moving forward, we need to know that we've got money in the bank. And one of the other reasons we've started the crowdfunding is because we want to relay church services to people who cannot attend them, who would normally but can't, including residents of local care homes, people like that. And obviously, at the moment, if we're heading back into a second lockdown, people won't be that keen on going out anyway, so the church services on a Sunday morning will be very valuable to them. Now, to be able to do that, we need to invest in further equipment, because the equipment we have at the moment isn't good enough to do that, because we want to do it live. And that is why we have launched a crowdfunding page, and we're looking to raise £1,800 by October the 27th. If we don't get £1,800 by October the 27th, we don't get anything. That's the way this works. Now, if you're out there and thinking, oh, I could donate a little bit, because at the moment, commercial sponsorship, which radio stations tend to thrive upon, is very difficult to come by because businesses are having a terrible time of it. The idea of a crowdfunding page is that you appeal to people who listen to the radio station or perhaps our local businesses, but they put in smaller amounts. So you put in whatever you can afford and you become a supporter of Shine Radio. Now, there are various rewards available depending on what level of money you pledge. Now, for £350 or more, and that's the sort of, that would be, I would imagine, the company level, you'd get a promotional campaign for your business or your chosen good cause, which would include 100 spot ads on Shine Radio and banner adverts on the website. So that's for £350 or more. For £100 or more, you can read the news, and we will train you to do it properly. Somebody will teach you how to breathe properly. It won't be me. You only got to listen to my show in the morning to realise I can't do that. For £30 or more, you can present the weather forecast. Likewise, you will be trained on how to do that. Plus, you will get the expert input of our local meteorologist, Richard Marks. For £50 or more, you can get a mention for you or your company on air. Different levels of donation. The top level of donation that we have outside of the crowdfunder is is a separate thing that we've called founding partners. Now, for people who are flush, if they fancy being a founding partner, which is a partnership for life, 5K gets you the founding partnership, and that is limited to 3 companies or people. So there are only 3. And for the founding partners, you get everywhere. On the website, you're shown as a founding partner. You get mentions all over the place. And we love you and do things. And Joff will come round and cook you breakfast and stuff like that. And don't think you have to donate £10. You can donate anything you've got. It will help us because we need to reach that 1,800 by October the 27th to be able to provide the church services and to maintain the service that we provide at the moment. We're fine, but if we want to continue long term, then we need to make sure we've got sufficient funds moving forward. Now you're going to ask me what the page is, aren't you?
Yes, Dave, what's the page?
Thank you, Joff. It's crowdfunder.co.uk/Petersfields, with an S on the end, -shine-radio.
Would you like to repeat that?
No.
Right.
But I'll have a go. It's crowdfunder.co.uk/Petersfields-shine-radio. Any questions?
I have a question. Could our show, the Peapod, be sponsored?
Yes. Next question, Claire.
And what would that cost to say sponsor the Peapod?
Things like that are negotiable.
Yeah.
Sponsorship of a feature on Shine Radio, whether it's Wild Walk, the Peapod, the Sports Chat, anything like that, starts at £50. And an advertising package starts at a little bit more, which is £80 per calendar month.
Now, I remember we did record some of the Christmas Carol concert that was at St Peter's Church this past year, so 2019 Christmas. And we did managed to get that out to various nursing homes in Petersfield and the area, and it was really well received. So it is a wonderful thing to be able to do, particularly now, even more so, to be able to give people who are in nursing homes or just isolated at home on their own, you know, access to the local radio station, feel connected.
It was really well received, those Christmas services in the homes round and about. We don't want them to get lonely. We don't want them to miss out on what they would normally do. So this is all part of the community part of the radio station, because it is a community radio station. We have a responsibility to do good things for the community. And this is just one of those things we want to do.
To have the opportunity to read the news or read the weather on your local radio station, how much fun is that? I mean, if you don't fancy doing it, just donate a little bit of money anyway towards supporting a local community project. But to read the news or the weather and hear yourself doing that must be, you know, it's great fun.
Thanks, Dave. If you'd like to find out more and contribute, go to crowdfunder.co.uk and search for Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Claire Venice and Joff Lacey in Petersfield's Peapod.
There are some great events taking place in the Petersphere this coming week. Here's a selection to choose from.
The Peapod Events Guide. What's on in the Petersphere?
The inaugural Edward Thomas Literary Festival takes place from October 1st to 3rd. This 3-day digital event takes the life and work of local poet Edward Thomas and expands and explores not only his own literary work, but how he has inspired others. For more information, visit peacefulmuseum.co.uk and click on events.
It's the Farmers Market this coming Sunday in the square from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. It's a great time of year to get your autumnal fruit and veg and support our local growers.
There's still time to visit Blackmore Farm to pick apples and pears. The orchard is open this Saturday 3rd and Sunday 4th from 9:30 to 4:30. More information can be found at blackmoreestate.co.uk.
And if you'd rather stay at home, why not tune in to shineradio.uk to listen to a brighter mix of music and local information.
There's so much to choose from on Shine Radio. Audio shows including Talking Books, Growing Together and the Brighter Minds Quiz, and those all-important presenters oozing with peaceful personality.
Find all our audio at shineradio.uk or search Petersfield on your favourite podcast app.
If you're running an event, get it in the guide. Just email pod@thepeapod.uk.
As we just mentioned, Shine Radio is full of peaceful personality. The team is made up entirely of volunteers, and one of them is with us now. Welcome to the Peapod, Laura Shepherd.
It is really lovely to be here.
Well, it's lovely to have you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Laura, how long have you been volunteering at Shine Radio?
I have been volunteering since the beginning of lockdown. I came to a couple of very early meetings, but because I'm always doing plays, I figured out I probably wouldn't have enough time, so I didn't do anything about it. And I suddenly had found myself with a lot more time at the beginning of lockdown, but actually I was also really impressed with the idea of getting information out there, and I thought, actually, I want to help. I think Stephen sent out an email saying to his, obviously, the volunteer base from contacts at the beginning of the whole setup, saying, does anyone want to get involved with doing the morning report? And I went, yes, I will. And that's how I've ended up here, which is lovely.
Well, it's really nice to finally meet you because you joined in lockdown, so we haven't been able to get together. But I've heard your voice and I've seen your face, but we haven't actually met in person. So it is really lovely, Laura, to finally meet you. And have you enjoyed your time so far at Shine Radio?
I have loved it. And it's also lovely to meet you as well. And also Dave, who I've met for the first time today. And I met Susie Wilde a couple of weeks ago for the first time. And having talked to many people over the headphones from my own study, it has been like I've made friends with people without ever having met them. So it's been really, really lovely. And it has been like joining a family. So I've loved it.
So tell us a bit about your radio show.
So my radio show is on Mondays to Thursdays from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m.
So you've got to big everyone up after they've listened to Dave for 2 hours.
Yes, basically, I have the handover from Dave. I have to cheer everyone back up again. No, that's not true. He really makes me chuckle. I have a lot of local information and what's on information, things that I've seen around the Petersphere. I'm just a bit chatty, really.
And your background, you're in the arts world. Tell us a bit about that then.
I do a lot of theatre. I act, direct. I do a lot of stuff on the techie side as well, sound and lighting and stage management. I just love the theatre world. And I do it constantly, which has all ground to a halt right now. In the summer, I was supposed to be directing an outdoor production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, which was in July. I had just cast it, so everyone has got their roles, but it obviously didn't happen. It's not going anywhere. It's been postponed until next summer now, so everything just ground to a complete halt and stopped. And I also teach some acting and mime and musical theatre as well, so that suddenly all went online. I was teaching over Zoom or over Skype, so yeah, the whole world just suddenly changed.
Yeah, the arts world suffered, hasn't it, really?
Yeah.
Very suffered.
It's been... it has. I mean, it's interesting because, of course, at the very beginning of early lockdown, when many, many people were at home for a long time, watching TV, watching live feeds of theatre shows or musicals or films was something that everybody did. So it is that arts world that kept people ticking over while they were in their own homes. But it is an industry that's on its knees at the moment.
And Claire, Laura is a fantastic director.
Aww.
She actually directed a Wynton Players production last year, 39 Steps, and I learned so much. It was a thoroughly enjoyable experience. We did proper warm-ups. I learned so much from Laura, and I cannot wait to work with her again.
Oh, thank you. That's such a lovely thing to say. It was a joy to do, I have to say. It was really good fun. I had everyone providing their own Foley sound effects for the show. It was a sort of comedy version of 39 Steps. So I had everyone sort of with swanny whistles and banging things and shaking things. We had a ball, didn't we?
We did. And Mr. Alan Kosh was in it as well.
Oh, was he? Okay.
bringing his own take on parts.
Wearing a rather splendid bit of tartan.
Well, maybe you need to do something with the team from Petersfield Community Radio then, from Shine Radio.
So what's going to be in your art show?
So I'm putting together an art show. I'm going to have to work out exactly when it's going to go out. I think it's going to alternate with Susie Wilde's Talking Books, which I believe is now the third week of each month. So probably the art show will be on the first week of each month. So the first one will be the first week, therefore, of November. I don't know exactly what's going to be in it at the moment because there's so little going on. So actually, to start with, I'm actually going to be talking about the lost shows, really, just to say to people, how far did you get? I mean, there was the music festival was at Festival Hall halfway through. It had already had some nights when it had to just shut the doors, all the lighting, all the mics were left, and they literally just walked out, cancelled everything. So, you know, I will be actually talking to people to say, what happened? You know, how much work have you done? And what have they been doing since? Because many people have been doing things. I know, you know, there have been theatre groups that have been doing play readings. So it'd be really interesting to find out what people have been doing in the meantime, if anything. And, you know, what next while everything is so uncertain? There's very little else I can do at the moment. But eventually, when we're allowed to share a room, I'd like to have a sort of round table where people can sort of have a chat about things, maybe see what's going on at Chichester. I'd also like people to recommend their favourite box sets. So it's not going to be too highbrow. You know, I want to have a bit of a sort of Gogglebox feel and say, what's your favourite film? What's your favourite TV programme? What have you seen this week? So it's going to be quite informal. But, I really want to talk to the local community about what's going on.
Well, there's been a lot of stuff as well locally that's now started to appear online as well, hasn't there? There's, as we mentioned in the What's On guide, there's the Edward Thomas Literary Festival that's been put on by the Petersfield Museum.
It has, yes. So I've actually been speaking to Ryan this week, and there's going to be a podcast out with him giving some information. It's on at the end of this week up until Saturday. I think it's 1st to the 3rd. Mm-hmm. And they've got so much going on. It's all online, but they have got multiple events all day, every day, from Thursday to Saturday. So I had a chat with him this week. There'll be a podcast out about that. I'll be playing some clips each day from him to tell us what's going on each day. I have to confess, I had no idea about Edward Thomas. He's effectively a war poet, like Robert Frost, but is a little bit under the radar.
It's so one of my dad's favourites.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I've not even read any. This is a whole new world for me. So, yeah, it's been really interesting. There's some really interesting things coming up. Okay, so there's one thing coming up at the Literary Festival where there's this lady who is in communication with plants and has a poem going over. But what she's done is she's closely, microscopically recorded, if that's a thing, the noise that a plant makes when it's growing. So it's kind of like a soothing whale track in the background.
Dave's going to love that.
Thanks, Laura. You can hear Laura's show at shineradio.uk from 11 a.m. Monday to Thursday. Thank you, Laura.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you for having me.
As you may know, we like to celebrate local music and support local musicians at Shine Radio. And this week, we're playing a track called Reach One Person by Vic Cracknell. And here he is now with a little intro.
Vic Cracknell here, singer-songwriter from Farnham. Thanks very much to Petersfield's Shine Radio for playing my new single, Reach One Person. The song is all about connecting through music, even if it's just one person. All my music is available online, so check it out. Thanks again.
Forget the tinsel town, the glamour and the fame. Just take a look around, it's not a numbers game. We're programmed to succeed, enjoy it while you can. You have everything you want, but you may need to change the plan. To reach one person makes it all worthwhile. To make one connection, to see one smile. To reach one person means a brand new start. To heal one spirit, help a broken heart. It's not a picture postcard world but we're all living in. It's crowded and it's dense. We're made to lose or win. We sometimes try too much, yet we know we've lost our way. Try to please all those we meet, let the chips fall where they may. To reach one person makes it all worthwhile. To make one connection, to see one smile. To reach one person means a brand new start. To heal one spirit, help a broken heart. It all worthwhile to make one connection, to see one smile. To reach one person means a brand new start. To heal one spirit, help a broken heart. Makes it all worthwhile to make one connection, to see one smile. To reach one person means a brand new start. To heal one spirit, help a broken heart.
Thanks to Vic Cracknell for sending his song to us. All his music is available to listen to online.
If you're a local musician and would like to submit a song for us to play, contact us at pod@thepeapod.uk.
And so we come to the end of this week's edition of The Peapod.
Thanks to Paul and Caroline from Annie Jones, Laura Shepherd, John Walker, Dave Bowers and Vic Cracknell.
Of course, we couldn't do this podcast without the wonderful team of volunteers at Shine Radio. And if you'd like to get involved, do get in touch. We're always happy to welcome new volunteers. We're on Petersfield 5 55 500 or email at pod@thepeapod.uk. We're also on the main social media apps too.
We'll be back next week at Hector's Menswear on Chapel Street, where I'm hoping to try on everything in the shop.
Great! We'll all look forward to that then. Until next week, from all of us here at Annie Jones...
Bye!
The Peapod is produced by volunteers at Petersfield Community Radio.
We're building a new 24-hour radio service for Petersfield.
A bright new service for the whole family.
And we want to know who you'd most like to hear on air.
Perhaps it's someone you've already heard in their podcast.
Or new untapped talent.
Who are the brightest, most charismatic people you know in Petersfield?
People who could bring a smile to anyone.
And who are the real characters and entertainers in your life, in your neighbourhood, or where you work?
If you know someone who has a gift for bringing joy into people's lives, let us know and we'll get them on the air.
It might even be you. Don't be shy.
Email team@petersfieldradio.uk.
Find us on social media.
Or call Petersfield 5 55 500.